Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. This interview is brought to you by Burn It Up Coaching and Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self and the 21-Day Challenge. If you're an entrepreneur, a high achiever, and you're lacking clarity, you're feeling uncertain, you are not tapped into your real purpose and potential, then the 21-Day Challenge is going to reignite your self-belief, your passion, your clarity, so you can succeed like never before. What we'll do over 21 days is we'll get clear on your purpose right off the bat. You can break that down into bite-sized steps. We'll be working together every single day to make sure that you're growing. We'll have weekly deep dive calls so that you can uncover the limiting self-sabotaging beliefs that might be keeping you stuck. We'll have daily check-ins, progress reports, dial in your daily habits and routines, and lots of other really great stuff. And at the end of 21 days, you will be on freaking fire because you're clear on what you're supposed to be doing. You will have taken massive action over the previous 21 days, and you will keep that momentum going for you. So that's the 21-Day Challenge. If you're interested and committed, send me a message, chris@beyourgps.com, or find me on Facebook and say, 21-Day Challenge, I'm ready! Something along those lines, and we will schedule a conversation and see if it's a good fit for you. Good or good. Next up is the iTunes Review of the Week. Guess who the iTunes Review of the Week is this week? It's by A Great Podcast. And A Great Podcast says, powerful, practical, and authentic. I met Chris at a live event and knew he had a knack for attracting great people to his show because he is authentic and high energy himself. That's the kind of people he invites to his show. The result is some of the best practical and applicable advice you can get from people who have done the work themselves and can share what they've learned to shorten the learning curve for yourself. This is a great podcast. I really love the episode with Lyra Kay because I could so relate to the kinds of mistakes that coaches make in building their business. Thank you so much, A Great Podcast. And if you want to give us a review, go to beyourgps.com/iTunes to find us on the iTunes Store or search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self on the iTunes Store and you can find us like that. Thanks so much in advance for giving us that feedback and letting us know how we can grow and make the show even better for you in the future. Muchas gracias. You rock. Let's talk about how you sabotage yourself when you think you have no fears. Sabotage yourself. How do you do that? When you think, when you have a perspective that you have no fears. So I want to share where I came up with this. One, it's because we're talking about facing your fears today in the theme. So let's dive into that first. What does that mean to me, facing your fears? Well, I believe that in our path of evolution and growth and becoming our greatest possible self, we have quote-unquote limits. And they aren't physical limits, they aren't real limits most of the time. They are more so limits of the mind that we use to justify why we're not able to reach our greatness and to achieve the things that we really want. And we put all these blocks in front of us about why we can't have the things that we really want. And we justify and we explain and we excuse and we rationalize so that we can't achieve those things. So to face your fears is to really confront the things that are holding you back, to be on a treasure hunt. I believe we had Mary Ann, who was on earlier, who talked about opportunities, viewing problems and overcoming challenges and problems and fears, and viewing that as an opportunity. I like to also call it a treasure hunt. Be on a treasure hunt for that which has been holding you back, or that which you have allowed to hold you back. And when you're facing those fears, when you're viewing it as that treasure hunt, when you're viewing it as an opportunity, when you're really excited about the possibility on the other side of facing that fear, about what is possible for your life when you confront that, when you break through that, when you overcome it, when you dissolve it, when you release it, whatever the language is, when you allow yourself to really step into your greatness, what's possible? What's possible for your life? That place of possibility, that place of imagination, that I believe is what separates us from beasts. from animals, is imagination, is creative problem solving, is the ability to come up with a solution, to come up with a vision that is bigger and better and more powerful, more fulfilling, more joyous, more extraordinary, more whatever we want, or different, however we want, creative in creating whatever we want, that we can create that on the other side of whatever challenges or things that we're facing right now. We have that ability. Animals do not, as far as we're aware. Most animals. I think maybe gorillas, apes, monkeys, possibly. Anywho, human beings are definitely, as far as we know, some of the most exceptional at that ability. So facing your fears is really to be your greatest possible self. You get to confront that which you think holds you back, that which you allow to hold you back, your past programming, the stories, the limiting beliefs, the excuses, the paradigm, the old paradigm, the unconscious paradigm. Unconscious meaning you aren't aware that it's there. You're blind. It's a blind spot for you. It is a thing that you don't recognize because you haven't trained yourself, or you haven't wanted to, or you haven't developed the capacity to see things from another perspective, to be able to allow that problem to be released, to be able to allow yourself to break through and step into your greatness and your greatest possible self. So that's why I really came up with this, because I believe facing your fears, so to speak, is essential to become your greatest possible self. It is required. You have to be willing to do that. You have to have the courage to dig in. You have to have the courage to go on that treasure hunt, on that adventure, on that journey, because it's not going to be easy. You can say, I'm committed to making it easy. I'm creating ease and flow and all that kind of stuff. And in that aspect, you get more ease and growth historically. And as far as we are aware in terms of nature, when nature does growth, it's not comfortable. When the caterpillar goes to the cocoon to go to the butterfly, it's probably not comfortable. Probably hates that. Probably like, damn, this sucks. I got to spin all this silk around my ass and then put myself hang from a tree or something. And like, now I'm in this shell and I'm like turning into muck and mush and all these crazy things happen. And like, my gosh, these wings are sprouting out my back and it freaking hurts. Ah, how much longer is it going to go on? Like, that's probably what the caterpillar is going through. Or the phoenix rising from the ashes. When the phoenix is rising from the ashes, it has to like burn itself up and like get boiled down to this place where it is just ashes. And to go from a physical being to deconstruct your, you know, DNA and your molecules to be able to turn into a pile of ash and then be reborn from that. So not only does he take himself apart, which is, you know, imagine ripping off a piece of your finger and your body one at a time and just like placing it in a pile. How do you think that would feel? Probably not very good. And then to put it back together, to, you know, put your finger back together and the rest of your body and your arm and all that stuff, probably also not going to feel good. Needed to hear this today. Thank you for always being so empowering, always rising. You're such an incredible and powerful coach and human being. Thank you for this reminder. You are welcome, Petia. Sending you especially a lot of love. When you're going through that process of being broken down and built back up, it is not comfortable. It is not easy. And they say that the diamond is formed because of the pressure that is put upon it. Coal becomes the diamond through pressure. Okay? If coal had a conscience, it would probably say, damn it, why is there all this pressure? This sucks. But then at the end, it's like, hell yeah, I'm a diamond. Yeah, yeah. You know, that's probably what the coal says when it turns into a diamond. But in the process, it sucks. So let's talk more about especially why I bring up this part about if you think that you don't have fears, if you think that you're fearless, then that's like such a powerful way to self-sabotage. Because one, it shows that you are unconscious. You are unaware that there are perceived limitations in your reality, that there's a perspective, a paradigm that doesn't serve you, that is stopping you from getting to your next level. And if you're unaware of it and you continue to be unaware of it, you will continue to experience unhappiness, unfulfillment, and a lack of growth. Because if you don't acknowledge it, then you're probably playing small. If you're not seeking it out, seeking out to find what those fears are, to uncover them and to release them, to heal them, whatever it might be, then you're probably playing pretty small. You're comfortable. You're okay with how life is, and you're not willing to really step into the uncomfortability. Because if you say, I don't have any fears, like myself, I said I don't have any fears a lot growing up. I'm not afraid of anything. Oh my goodness. Ego. Hello. Hello. Insecurities. Hello. How are you today? Oh my goodness. I thought I was like the toughest guy in the world. The most like a hard ass, right? Like there's that term that you're just tough as nails and nothing can stop you or, you know, get you down or beat you up. You're more powerful, you're more strong. You can beat anyone up. You're smarter than anyone. You're, you know, all these things. That's who I thought I was. But that was just a cover-up story I told myself, because deep down inside, I didn't want to confront that shit. I didn't want to confront the darkness. I didn't want to confront the fears, the limiting beliefs, the stuff that I didn't want to deal with my parents and why they were always wrong and I was always right. I didn't want to confront why that was. I didn't want to confront them with that. I was totally justified saying I'm always right. My parents are always wrong and I don't need to tell them that. I don't need to confront them why they're always telling me to do these things and I think they're wrong and I know I'm right. I'm just going to, you know, shut up and take it because deep down inside, I know I'm right. And deep down inside below that, it was a scared little boy. So if you're operating from this place of, I don't have any fear, ask yourself, are you being the scared little boy? Are you being the frightened little girl? Check in with yourself. Because that place of denial is the same place that addictions come from, is the same place that, like, abuse and violence and stuff like that. It's like the same kind of perspective that there's nothing wrong. I don't have any fears. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing to look at. I'm unwilling to look at it. That's the same place that these people with challenges, with addiction or abuse or whatever it might be, like that's where that comes from. Now, not everyone is as extreme as that, and recognize that a six-year-old boy's unhealed wounds that were inflicted upon him, emotional, physical, mental, sexual abuse even, by his father or mother or people around him when he was growing up, that is embedded into his emotional body, his emotional energy body, and he carries that with him for his life until he heals it. And what do you think he's operating from with all that trauma deep inside of him? Well, he's probably really frustrated. He's depressed. He doesn't know how to talk about it. He feels alone. He feels like nobody gets him. He starts getting angry. He starts getting emotionally abusive. You know, he abuses the people around him, whatever it might be. Like, that's what happens when people are scarred when they're growing up, when they're younger. And there's trauma. Really, that's a key indicator of challenges and really, really painful things to deal with later in life. So the first thing I want to recommend for you listening or watching is to have a conversation with someone about, what are you afraid of? What does keep you stuck? What do you think keeps you stuck? What do you think is keeping you from your happiness? What do you think you are afraid of? It just, that's the first, like, biggest step that I took in terms of being, growing up as an afraid little kid who had it all together. I had to hit rock bottom. I had to, you know, go through a partying phase and raves and just getting into trouble, hitting that rock bottom and that dark place in my life to be able to bounce back to where I am now. And like, I had to go through that pain and that suffering and that disappointment and heartbreak to be open to a conversation that maybe I am afraid. Maybe I don't have it all together. So if you're listening to this right now or watching, don't wait till you get to that rock bottom to ask for help. Because what I did is I had to start asking for help. I started asking my parents for help. Like, I'm stuck. I'm screwed. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm in trouble and throwing my life away. And they were there. They were there to support me because they love the heck out of me. I'm so blessed with my parents. Not everyone is so fortunate and blessed. I get that. So if you don't have parents who are necessarily the best fit for you to ask for support, who is? Who can you trust? Who can you ask for that support? Maybe it's me, right? I'm totally a space of non-judgment. I really pride myself on that. When people come to me and they share things that they're being defeated by, they're stuck with, or they're worried about, just know that the only reason why I'm in that conversation is to help someone become their greatest possible self, to help you become your greatest possible self and see how powerful you are and remind you how great you are. Because most likely you don't have very many people in your life who's doing that for you. And I love doing it. So contact me if you're in that position and you want that support, because I'm more than happy to do it for you. And if you're not ready or willing or whatever you want to call it to reach out to me and find other people. Find, you know, if you're in some kind of situation, go to like an Alcoholics Anonymous group. Go to somewhere where you can share and not be judged. Find I wouldn't say a friend, you know, maybe a friend is the person who can hear you, maybe not. Tell a random stranger on the street who you'll never see again. Maybe that's the place where you release the pressure of the story that you've been telling yourself, that you're unworthy or you're broken or you're, you know, hopeless or whatever, right? Or that you're better than everyone else and you don't have any fears and you don't need anyone and screw everyone, screw the world. I was in that place. I was in this place of such resentment and like, I don't give a crap what people say about me, quote unquote. I don't give a crap about my parents. Like, human beings in my life who love me so much, I don't care about them. I was in this place of denial that I really felt love and I really had emotions and I really cared what happened to me. And that caused me to hit rock bottom and say, okay, I'm in this place of defeat. I'm in this place of helplessness. I'm stuck. I need help. I gotta ask for help. Like, if I don't, my life is gone, you know, like thrown away in trouble for the rest of my life or whatever, you know, in and out of jail or whatever it might be. So really one thing I want you to recognize is you have the power to change your story like I did. I totally changed my story. I invested in myself. I invested in coaches. I invested in Toastmasters. I invested in personal development, in seminars, and really mastering myself, because I recognize if I want to have a shot at life, at having a good life, and I don't want to do what everyone else is doing, which is get on the assembly line of, you know, an 8-to-5 job, corporate America, whatever it might be, then I really have to master myself and I really have to become the human being who can create that reality. And right now, wherever I was, wasn't the person who I had to become to create that reality. Like today, you know, like the amount of growth that I've experienced over the last 6 years is insane, incredibly inspiring, and it's all a part of the journey. So I really want to give some practical wisdom in this portion. If you don't believe you have fear, or if you're not sure how to face your fears, you know, that's really what my intention is of going around, going with this. One story I share with my clients and on interviews a lot is my challenge for myself to go out and ask for 50 women's phone numbers at Cal State Fullerton, a college, about, I don't even know how long ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And I had this challenge to just get over my fear of talking to people. Now, if you're someone and you say, I don't have any fears, or I don't know what my fears are, the best way to find it out is to start doing audacious things or courageous things by other people's standards. And you can tell, you know, does it make you uncomfortable when you think of going to a public place, downtown or the middle of the streets or a shopping mall or whatever it might be, and just start talking, just start speaking about something you're passionate about? Does that make you uncomfortable? You know, is there a certain type of people that you are uncomfortable or afraid of talking to? Is there a certain action? Is there a certain behaviors, certain extreme sports, heights, speed, whatever? Is that something that you're afraid of? Because how you achieve your greatness is by facing your fears. And the very first step to facing your fears is, one, admitting that you do have fears, because we all have fears. And two, being able to identify them clearly. I know even to this day, I have a fear of what people think about me, you know, what, like, messing up, not doing the right thing. And it kicks my butt sometimes. It sucks. And I recognize that. And I also recognize on the other side of that is how much I care and deeply love about people, which is where it comes from. And I want people to be empowered and inspired. And some of the parts about being in business, about being a coach, especially, thank you, universe, for giving me this totally awesome profession that empowers and uplifts people to become their greatest possible self. And also, thank you, universe, for giving me this profession where I have to give people the truth even when they don't want to hear it, and share with them that powerful truth that is uncomfortable, and to remind them how great that they are, and to remind them that their behaviors, their actions, their mindsets, their thoughts are not getting them to where they want to go. It's one of the most challenging things to tell people you're doing it wrong, so to speak, or, you know, you're not stepping into your power, you're not stepping into your greatness. Randy Fortes, what's Gucci, my man? Randy Fortes has been on the show multiple times. He freaking rocks the house and rocks the mic. He's a hype man, rock star. Love you, brother. Hope you're having the best day ever. And we're talking about these fears, right? For people who think that they don't have any fears. First step is to admit that there are some fears. There are things that are holding you back. Because if not, then you're either, one, living a very small life and you're not really playing for anything big. You're not out to impact lots of people. Or two, you are in denial about those. So I would say the first step to really growing through that and making an evolution through that is to say you do have some fears. Second is to identify what those fears are. I would say the third thing is to get support in being able to overcome those, being able to break through those, being able to shift those. Because when you have that support, you don't feel alone. And one of the biggest challenges that people face is feeling alone in taking on their fears, in attacking their fears, in showing up in their greatness. And so I highly recommend you reach out to someone and ask for that help. And then the fourth thing is, when you're talking to this person, they're probably going to help you create a strategy. So create a strategy, number four, to deal with your fears, to overcome, to break through, to release, to erase and replace, you know, and erase and replace. One of the best things that we do at Burn Up Coaching is tell people to take an inventory of their negative thoughts and beliefs, get it out on paper, cross it out, replace it with the more empowering and positive belief that you do want to focus on, and affirm that and step into that 100%. So that's one of the most powerful things that we do. Simple, really, really basics, you know, like 101 to being able to reprogram your mind, and it makes such a difference. So that's just an example of a strategy that you can use to take on your fears. There's tons of different ones. I talked about going into public or going to do those things, jumping out from a plane if you're afraid of heights. Create strategies to overcome the things that hold you back the most. So you also might want to ask yourself in the process of inventorying what is something that you're afraid of, what are your fears, ask yourself, what would I not be willing to do? It's a great question. What would I not be willing to do? I would not be willing to, let's say, trying to think of something. I would not be willing to run in Antarctica for 100 days straight, right? And you ask, why? Why wouldn't I be willing to do that? Well, because, like, it would take away too much time from my purpose, from my calling, from what I'm here to do, which is help and support people. Okay, maybe. Maybe it is. Like, and if that happens, if you aren't helping and supporting people, what happens? What's the worst that could happen? Well, you might say something along, this is probably me, you know, I'm just totally giving you like what I would be afraid of. I would be afraid that I didn't make a difference. I didn't make enough of a difference. I'd worry that I didn't grow enough. I didn't contribute enough. I made it all about me doing these 100 days in Antarctica. I grew physically in my endurance, you know, and that's cool. And like, I think I have much better ways to invest and spend my time. Now, maybe because I am so unwilling to do 100 days running across Antarctica, that it's something that I should do to overcome that obstacle or overcome that mind belief that would completely transform how I see myself and how I see business, how I see life, how I see limits. So ask yourself what you would not be willing to do, what you were unwilling to do. And that would give you a source and a glimpse of what fears might still be there for you, what you're unwilling to take on, what you're unwilling to grow through and acknowledge. So really, those are the biggest steps that will help you acknowledge that fear that you have and deal with it. Get the support you need. Reach out for help. Do whatever you got to do. Step into your power. But just know that you are worth it. And that whatever fears that you're facing, whatever challenges, whatever obstacles, know that it's just a season in life. It's just a season in wherever you're at. And it might seem like a big obstacle right now. In 5 years, 10 years from now, you'll look back, you'll laugh. You'll like, ha, can't believe I was stopped by that. Can't believe I cared what people thought. I can't believe that was something that kept me small or kept me powerless or didn't allow me to keep growing in my greatness. So really recognize that stuff. And if you want support with it, send me a message, facebook.com/TH3Burns. Send me a message. Would love to connect with you. Or send me an email, chris@beyourgps.com. Would love to hear what you are breaking through in terms of your fears and your limiting beliefs. I love you. Keep having your best day ever. And be your greatest possible self. You deserve it. The people around you deserve it. And remember that this moment is everything. So choose it powerfully and step into your greatness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.employeeescapeplan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, beyourgps.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.